Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 12, The Devotee, Part 2, Asat Sangha Tyaga. Lord Chaitanya then informed Sanatana Goswami about the behavior of the devotee. Asat Sangha Tyaga, a Vaishnava Achar. Shtri Sangi Eka Asadu Krishna Abhakta Ar. So here the main point is that one should always stay aloof from unholy association. That is the sum and substance of the behavior of a devotee. And exactly what is unholy association? It is association with someone who is too much attached to women, and association with one who is not a devotee of Lord Krishna. These are unholy persons. So one is therefore advised to associate with the holy devotees of the Lord and to carefully avoid the association of unholy non-devotees. Those who are pure devotees of Krishna are very careful to keep aloof from these two types of non-devotees. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila says, Satyam Shauchang Daya Maunam Buddhir Hri Shriyar Yashaha Kshama Shamo Damo Bhagascheti Yat Sangad Yati Sanshayam Teshu Ashanteshu Mudheshu Kanditat Masu Asadhushu Sangam Na Kuyach Chochyeshu Yoshit Krida Mrigeshu Cha Na Tatasya Bhavain Moho Bandaschanya Prasangata Yoshit Sangad Yata Pumso Yata Tat Sangi Sangata. One should give up all association with a person who is simply a playmate for women. For by associating with such an unholy person, one becomes bereft of all good qualities such as truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, gravity, intelligence, shyness, beauty, fame, forgiveness, control of the mind and control of the senses, and all the opulences which are automatically obtained by a devotee. For a man is never so much degraded as when he associates with persons who are too much attached to women. In this regard, Lord Chaitanya also quotes a verse from the Katyayana Sanhita, Varang Huta Vahajwala Panjarantar Vyavastatihi Na Shauri Chinta Vimukha Janasangvasa Vaishasam. One should rather tolerate the miseries of being locked in a cage filled with fire than to associate with those who are not devotees of the Lord. One is also advised not to even look at the faces of persons who are irreligious or who are devoid of devotion to the Supreme Lord. Thus, Lord Chaitanya recommends that one should scrupulously renounce the association of unwanted persons and completely take shelter of the Supreme Lord Krishna. And this same instruction is given to Arjuna in the last verses of Bhagavad Gita, in which Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja ahang twang sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchah. Now, just give up everything and surrender unto me, for I will take care of you and protect you from all reactions to sinful activities. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 12, The Devotee, Part 2, Asat Sangha Tyaga, recorded July 31st, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om tat sat. Bhuje savye venum shirasi shiki pucham katitate. Dukulam netrante sahachara kataksham vididhate. Sada srimad vrindavan navasati lila parichayo. Jagannath swami nayan pathagami bhavatu me. Jagannath swami nayan pathagami bhavatu me. In his left hand, Lord Jagannath holds a flute. On his head, he wears peacock feathers, and on his hips, he wears fine yellow silken cloth. And from the corners of his eyes, Jagannath bestows sidelong glances upon his loving devotees. And Jagannath always reveals himself through his pastimes in his divine abode of Vrindavana. May that Jagannatha Swami be the object of my vision.